Okay, we are celebrating a brand new year on this Friday night. It is now time for us to shift gears. We're going to get after it. We're going to talk some college basketball and head out to the Big 12 Conference. We are going to focus our attention on the Texas Tech Red Raiders men's basketball program. And it is such a pleasure to welcome in one of the true legends of the college game, Tubby Smith, who is in his first season as the Red Raiders head coach. And a new era has begun, and he has got his program headed in the right direction. Happy New Year, Coach Smith. It's great to have you on with us on this Friday night on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Lisa. We appreciate this opportunity to visit with you.
Absolutely. Well, talk to us about Texas Tech. Your guys' record is 8-5. The non-conference portion of the schedule has finally come to a close, and you guys open Big 12 conference play Saturday as you host the undefeated Iowa State Cyclones. In fact, they are 12-0 right now, and so you will host them right there in Lubbock at the United Spirit Arena. The good news is, I have to say, looking at your schedule, you guys are coming off a solid win at home where you really shot the ball extremely well, and you want those types of positives, you want that good vibe as you segue into a very ambitious Big 12 conference schedule, don't you?
Yes, we do. It's we did have a very tough and very competitive non-league schedule when you play the likes of Pittsburgh and Alabama on the road, Houston, who just beat UConn last night, and then Arizona, number one team in the nation, LSU. The LSU game kind of got away from us. I thought that was a game that it was at home. We lost by two, and we had a shot to tie it or win it. And then Arizona State, we just didn't play well in the state of Arizona. You mm-hmm. against Arizona or Arizona State. But we bounced back with a good outing against Mount St. Mary's as we prepare for a very good Iowa State team.
Do you believe that your non-conference schedule has got you guys prepared for the rigors of the Big 12 Conference?
I think so. We played some teams that we expected to be playing better than they are, but I think they'll do well in their league. I'm talking about some of the non-league teams that we played. But I think our guys have a pretty good feel about how we need to play. And it's taken this long, really, to figure out how we need to play. And by that, I mean, we wanted to get the ball up and down the court, extend our defense. We have some depth on our bench. But it really hasn't played out that way. And whenever you get to conference play, things are kind of restricted. By that, I mean teams know what you do. They've scouted you. So you've got to be you're not going to see the scoring that you see in the non-league play. So those are areas that we've got to be very conscious of. And against a team like Iowa State, who's one of the best, certainly Fred Hoiberg has done a fantastic job there. His kids are executing extremely well. So it'll be this would be a challenge, but it is home, and it's our first league game, so we'll see how we do.
We are talking Big 12 Conference men's basketball with Texas Tech's head men's basketball coach, Tubby Smith. And your last time out against a lesser opponent in Mount St. Mary's, you held them to only 69 points. And I have to ask you, as a new head coach, are the guys starting to understand what is expected of them defensively and your defensive style?
Well, one of the things we were trying to do is extend our defense more. But as I said before, once you get into conference play, league play, the teams are better and the players are better.
Sure.
So now you've got to be very conscious of that. But they are getting a good feel, and they are starting to understand that if we don't play together, we don't play as one, it's going to be a tough year.
Typically, Tubby, how long does it take for players to acclimate to your system? I mean, you've been at a number of programs, whether it's been Tulsa, Georgia, Kentucky. You won a national title there. I mean, is there a timeline that you kind of look to where, the kids really do understand what is expected?
Well, most places have not had four different coaches in 4 years. So it's not as – this is probably the toughest because – these young men, even the junior college players or high school, they've had a coach, a high school player coach, they've had a junior college coach. And for some of them, Jay Crockett has said, I'm his fourth coach here in 4 years.
Wow.
So that's a tremendous challenge and asking these kids to grasp something, a system that quickly takes time. And it's taking more time here, to be honest with you, than it did at Minnesota. And at Georgia, mm-hmm. and at Tulsa. So, to answer you, and at Kentucky. This has been a real challenge for our players to adjust and adapt to how we want to play.
One of college basketball's finest, Tubby Smith, is joining us this weekend on Friday night at Yahoo Sports Radio. And you have had such an amazing career. We were just highlighting, you know, your time at Tulsa, Georgia, Kentucky. In your first season there in 98, you won a national championship. Also spent some time, obviously, at Minnesota. So this past Monday, this past week, you coached your 750th career game. I have to ask you, Tubby, how meaningful is that to you? I mean, because you've had so much success and longevity as a head coach.
Well, it's, for coaches, it's another game. It'll be meaningful after I'm done, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
But as in the, when you're in the moment and you're in the present time, you're trying to get better. You appreciate the way the players played that game. And that was one of our better executed games of the year. And so that alone really is highlight for this year. To be honest, so 750 was part of that. So be it. I'm excited. I'm proud. And, but it's all because of longevity. We've been able to last, stand the test of time. And that's what working is all about. Any profession, it's the longevity. You know, no one's ever going to get a reward or get a, be able to retire or get that gold watch unless you can survive and stay the course. And that's what we've done, whether it was at now, we've moved a few times, but it's been in the same profession, and I'm very grateful for that and very thankful that I've been able to stay in coaching.
What has been the key to your success in coaching? I mean, you had the opportunity to, your time at Kentucky, to work for a terrific coach, a Hall of Fame coach in Rick Pitino. But aside from the lovely Mrs. Tubby Smith, I mean, what's been that key, that silver bullet?
Well, the players obviously have the opportunity to coach so many great young men. You know, that's what it's all about. When you see a student athlete reach their goals and reach their dreams. That's no matter what, winning championships, all the conference tournaments we played, all the 750 games, it's those young men and women that you've been able to touch their lives or influence them in a positive way. So, I'm proud that I've got a number of these young people that have gone on to coach, and I'm really, so that tells me that they have, that I've set a good example for them, that they want to be involved in this profession, and that it's an honorable and a very good profession, because it's about serving people, your student athletes, your universities. And I always felt like you want to leave a place better, than you found it. And that's what we've tried to do over the years, whether it was at Minnesota, and then we expect to do that here at Texas Tech.
Well, a new era has begun, you're right, at Texas Tech with the men's basketball program. Big 12 conference play gets underway this weekend. Such an exciting time. So tell us about your team. You guys are 8-5 right now. What are some of those obstacles? What are some of those challenges that you look to overcome as you slide into the Big 12 play?
Well, we've had a tough time taking care of the ball, even though we're better than we're getting better. I think taking care of the basketball, I don't know. I think our execution in clutch situations, just like the Arizona State game, where we're leading 25 to 23, and next thing you know, it's 34-25 halftime. We couldn't score. So we've got to eliminate a lot of the droughts. So that's serious. So a lot of that has to do with playing without fouling, playing smarter, and making outside shots. We've struggled with shooting the outside shot up until the game the other night. So I was glad that we were able to make some outside shots against Mount St. Mary's. And when we do that, our inside game, which is pretty good right now, with Jordan Tolbert shooting over 6%, and a guy like Jay Crockett and Deion Kravick, our inside, and Aaron Ross, you know, they're giving us a real inside presence. But those areas that we need to concentrate on, especially against a team like Iowa State, we've got to really play without foul and play smarter.
That's right. You don't want to have wasted possessions. You don't want to turn over the ball. And we will definitely have you come back on, because we want to talk some more about your leading scorer and rebounder that returned this year with Tolbert and Crockett. It was a pleasure to have you on with us this weekend. Good luck on Saturday, Coach.
Well, thank you. You do a great job. Look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you, sir. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio.